Unit 1. Customs.
A famous remark concerning Queen Elizabeth I of England tells us that she took a bath once a month, whether she needed to or not. People react to this today with surprise, since most people in the developed world take a daily bath or shower. To take a bath once a month seems very dirty. To us, the history of cleanliness seems like a long, straight line of forward progress from a very dirty past to our very clean now. We think we have been getting steadily cleaner. Yet, in much of Europe, the two centuries which followed Elizabeth I were probably the dirtiest in recorded history. The monarch who succeeded Elizabeth, James I, is reported to have washed only his fingers. Around the same time, across the English Channel, the future King of France, Louis XIII, did not have a bath until he was almost 7. Over 1,500 years before this, however, Romans of all classes spent several hours a day in baths of various temperatures. Perhaps what people consider as being clean or dirty depends on the cultural, social, and religious beliefs and attitudes of the time. For example, there was a time when Christians probably smelled somewhat. In the early Middle Ages especially, the religion's emphasis on the spirit resulted for several centuries in some Christians neglecting to wash their bodies. For them, having a pure soul was much more important than having a clean body. Yet, although these Christians smelled, since this was the case for everybody, nobody noticed. Difference, however, is always noticed and usually criticized. In general, people like to think they are cleaner than others. But since we also usually like to think our own ways are best, one group will still look down on another, even though or because it is cleaner. In the 17th century, the clean Turkish people who took a bath several times a week were viewed with suspicion by dirty Europeans. They decided this strange habit must be caused by the inferior Turkish food, religion, and climate. As for our 21st century global world, well, we certainly spend a lot of time cleaning our bodies. However, some people worry that the cleaning products we use on ourselves may be harming our earth. It has been suggested that after we wash the products off, traces of the chemicals in them may be entering our water supply. Strange to say, the more we clean our bodies, the more we dirty our world.